is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons, by the big noise Evans here, joined by the good one, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. You know we're already gripping tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Plus one odds are greater across the smorgasbord of sports betting offering. So maybe in Major League Baseball, the postseason, maybe you're going to drop the puck and make some bucks. Maybe you're going to look ahead at college football on a very busy and entertaining Saturday or the main slate of NFL Week 6 action. So, Lundy, hook a brother up with a plus money bet.
Well, I will do that, my friend. I also will tell you that for some reason they're doing a whole bunch of construction here. So if I freeze in various positions today, you'll know exactly why. No hockey on the schedule tonight. Why? Because all 32 teams are playing tomorrow as we get a full load on the ice. Oh, it'll be so nice tomorrow to be just hockey starting at like 1 p.m. Eastern time and just going all day. And then tomorrow, in my opinion, the best day we've had of college football so far. The schedule is absolutely insane. But Brad, I can't resist. Let's get crafty, shall we? Just like the Beastie Boys. And let's talk about Uppercraft to have an anytime touchdown. Now, this is plus 150 at Bet365. But over at DraftKings, you can pop this at a plus 185. Why do I like this? Couple of reasons. Craft had a touchdown taken back. It was reversed. Contest that they played because they ruled he did not cross the plane. He just barely came up. Wind up getting that touchdown back this week. He has five red zone targets, and that puts him at number three amongst tight ends in the NFL. And remind me again who they're playing. Oh, that's right. They're playing the Cincinnati Bengals, who give up the most fantasy points to the tight end position in the entire NFL. So you put all of that together. Yes, Tucker Kraft. She's crafty. Let's have some fun in honor of the Beastie Boys, and let's take it at a sexy plus 185, baby.
Oh, speaking of sexy, Lundy, my plus bus offering, honk, honk, back up the entire bus, because you know where I'm going to go. It's mandatory Montgomery, a jackal, same game parlay, Sunday Night Football under the primetime lights there at Arrowhead. Of course, one of the legs is mandatory Montgomery to cross the chalk and score a touchdown, and I'm going to really reduce the juice so I can get seduced by that juice. If you take it individually, it's even money for Dave Montgomery, but that's just a baby seduced by the juice. We need a little bit more of a mature market. So as a result, just throw in Detroit plus 7.5. Keep this within one possession, and I think they will. And all of a sudden, that juice skyrockets a plus 134. You look at mandatory Montgomery. He's already scored a touchdown 4 times this season. He is top 7 in total red zone touches with 18 on the year, seeing right around 41% of the opportunity share. So more of the same, really, in terms of the workload split with Jahmyr Gibbs, almost identical mark as last year. He has been a picture of efficiency on a per-touch basis. He's top 5 in yards after contact per attempt, top 15 in total missed tackles for City. Look at KC. They are bottom 5. I can't believe it. Bottom 5 in rush EPA defense. So my plus bus offering today on this Freaky Friday, same game parlay, the Lions plus 7.5 and mandatory Montgomery. Again, you jackals, anytime touchdown. Put those hands together in KC plus 134. Hells to the yes there at ESPN Bet. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero tres or cuatro. I got to count Spanish. I had to take it like a dozen times, so I failed miserably.
Cinco. You got it wrong.
Cinco. Tres, cuatro, cinco. I can't even count in Spanish America. That's why I'm still in school, and I may be there in permanence. I'm going to take Travis Etienne under, living in Landown under, 62.5 rush yards against the Seattle Seahawks. They're at a -115 juice. Also available at ESPN Bet. A horrific matchup, even though Etienne and company are in Duval County. Surprise sensations ride, still riding the high coming off of it of beating the Kansas City Chiefs last Monday night. But here's the deal. You look at Seattle, they're number three in rush EPA defense. They've only given up 3.15 yards per carry, 65.6 rush yards per game to the running back position. The only guy to go over 62.5 against them was the CMC football factory. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey. And it took him 22 rush attempts to do so. He finished with an okay 69 nice yards in that affair. You look at Etienne, he's seeing about 69%, a doubly nice, of the opportunity share this season. Been pretty efficient on a per-touch basis. Number 17 yards created per touch. Number 16 total missed tackles forced. Number 13 in yak per attempt. But, man, this number is a little bit too high for me. I think it's going to be somewhere in the low 50s. Give me the under on numero cinco, mi amigos, on that 62.5 rush yards against the Seattle Seahawks. I nailed it. I finally maybe got a passing grade. Lundy, fade or follow.
Yeah, you only got the passing grade because you were cheating off the guy sitting next to you. I'll follow you on this one. This is a bad matchup, even though they are going to be at home. This is a tough one for him to be able to do. Not to say that he can't get the job done, maybe catching a couple of balls out of the backfield, but I just don't see it happening with the handoffs. I think you're going to sweat this one. I think he might get close. He could be in the upper 50s, but I think they've got this one set just.
Correct, Amundo. Make those dollars down. And Duval!
Number four.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Riddle me this, riddle me that, make my wallet fat. The Riddler, please do so, would you kindly. Let's go to the alt market, Lundy. 50-plus receiving yards. Take it on Viva Las Vegas at a plus 110. I grabbed this at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Vegas. They're downtrodden, just number 28 in dropback EPA defense. A dozen WRs have reached the half-century mark against them in a game this season. Now, Ridley's only done this one time this year, and that was last week in which he eclipsed the century mark overall. Still seeing a healthy amount of the target share, 6.8 targets per game. He's number 34 in yak. You look at the air yards, they're starting to climb finally as Cam Ward's getting a little bit more comfortable there under center. So I think he's going to grip it, rip it, target the Riddler, and they'll be able to connect a multitude of times down the field. This is a really low number, and the fact I'm still getting this at plus money is worth me slapping the wall. It's a numero quattro on the Feed 5 Countdown on this Friday. Give me Calvin Ridley, a.k.a. the Riddler. Hopefully he's going to get the last laugh. 50-plus receiving yards in Sin City at a plus 110 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, fade or follow.
Everybody keeps freezing, so I'm going to make it very brief for you. I'd rather play the standard line, but this is sexy at plus 110.
Oh, yeah, it freeze!
Number three.
And we're back. We're having some like Ghost of the Machine. I'm blaming the solar flares. I guess that was reported going to be a thing going on this entire week. It's been messing around with my internet connection here in the ILL. But then again, it just could be the fact that I live in the land of corn, soybeans, and swine. Not a whole lot of civilization around these parts. You know what I love doing? X gonna give it to you. This is a bet that I have taken, I don't know, 7,000-8,000 times in my betting career. I'm going to do it again. We're going to quadruple down on Xavier Worthy on the over. Not receiving yards, not receptions, not any time touchdown. Of course, it's rush yards. That number at 6.5, taking on the Detroit Lions at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Truth be told, folks, ESPN had this posted yesterday. for a hot minute. It was a tick lower at 5.5, even lighter juice on the over at a -105. So keep your eyes peeled at various books, as you might find a 4.5. That's actually what it opened at, what I originally grabbed it at. If you follow my always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet on the gamingjuice.com. So it might shift about a little bit. I play this up as high as like 7.5, but anything lower than that, obviously, go all in on if you are buying what I'm about to sell you. And the reason why I'm on this prop is simple. Detroit is number 5 in rush EPA defense. Now, only one wide receiver has attempted a rush against Detroit this season, but it went for 9 yards, and that was by the Olamide Zaccheaus. Try to spell that one, or say it a dozen times fast. He was able to get there. There in the end, of course, playing for Maine Chicago Bears. You look at Worthy, he has done this 14 times, including the playoffs, stretching back to week 1 of last year. So far this season, in a couple of games, he's done this in back-to-back. He had 1-for-9 last week, out very early in the game. And the week before that, 2-for-38 on the ground. He's averaging 6.3 yards per carry on his career. So it's going to be close, whether it's an end-around, whether it's a jet sweep, direct handoff, a pass behind the line of scrimmage. I don't give a damn, Andy Reid. Just get in the lab, mess around with those beakers, bake up a play for Xavier Worthy to get that rush attempt, and he will do the rest. So I think it's going to be at least a 7-yard game. That's why I like him at numero tres on the over. 6.5 rush yards against those Lions at a -115 juice at BetMGM. Landy! Fade or follow.
Tell you what, I'll continue to follow, but I will say this. Over at Bet365, 5.5 instead of 6.5. And it's only -110. So not only are you getting an extra yard of your cushion, you're also getting a little bit of a gift on the juice side of things. So take advantage of that if you've got Bet365. I'm okay with it at 6.5, but if I can find the 5.5, of course, I'm going to play it.
It's going to give it to you, and we're always giving it to you. We're at thegamingjuice.com. Go there, you jackwagons. It's 100% free. All of my free spreadsheet picks live there. Lundy's do as well. I'm going to be locking and loaded some action. Maybe late tonight, maybe at the bright buck crack early dawn hour on a Saturday before I have to go tailgating for Illinois and the Ohio State. So all my college football picks will be loaded in there. Already got a plethora of selections in the NFL. We had a good night on Thursday Night Football, up 297 units on the week. Lundy has always got a ton of NHL action. And again, he is looking his chops at the monstrous slate that is going to come down the chute on a Saturday. We have the college football forecast live right now from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson. Check out all of their free selections in a multi-voice piece. All of my fantasy flames for week 6, a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end lives there, as well as my fantasy rankings, which I'm always shuffling about. You can ask me, I'm Brad, a question. Click Ask Brad at the top of the screen, fire off, and I'll get to it at my earliest convenience. We're building a community, so come to thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash, .. maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Friday edition of the Countdown. Let's go to Little D, because there is no defense being played there, and that's actually one of the reasons why I love this bet. Jake Ferguson in a game that has like 1st-to-50 possibly written all over it against the Carolina Panthers. Not exactly a pair of shutdown defensive units between those Cowboys and Carolina teams. So I think Ferguson is going to achieve this feat. And this number has come up. I think the open was at 46.5 on the standard line. And I was waiting and waiting ever so patiently, twiddling my thumbs, waiting for the alt markers to show up. But by the time they posted, the original line jumped to 49.5. So same thing. at 50 plus at a minus 115 juice. So why do I love this bet? Well, you look at the Carolina Panthers. They've allowed the second most tight end yards of any team in the NFL so far this season at 80.2 per game. They're middling number 15 in drop back EPAD as well. Now, three tight ends have gone across the 50-yard mark against them so far this season. And Ferguson has been a pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance, dance kind of king. 9.6 targets per game. That's 24.6% of the team target share. And remember, no CeeDee Lamb in uniform, so he's got a lot of that underneath work. And he's an accumulator. He's running 30 routes per game. He's number 6 at the tight end position in total air yards, number 3 in total yak. And he's gone for 50-plus in 2 of 5 matchups this season. So I think he's going to do it again. Give me Jake Ferguson, numero dos, on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown to go for 50-plus receiving yards in Charlotte against those Hello Kitties at a minus 115 at ESPN Bet. Landy, fade or follow.
Love me some Jake Ferguson this weekend. You got a lot of really good tight end matchups this weekend and guys that should be able to exploit up for you in bonus time that might be off the radar for you. But Jake Ferguson was the other guy that I like. If you're a DFS player, not a bad guy to be able to snag as well. You know, trying to put together that Sunday main slate type of lineup at your favorite DFS site. So not a bad idea to grab with that.
No doubt about it. Dance with Fergie. Dance.
Number 1.
Numero uno on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to the home market and show us some leg, would you kindly? Justin Herbert, and I think you're going to be churning those wheels early and often. My top play, 25-plus rush yards down there in SoFly, taking on the not-so-fighting Flippers of Miami, plus 130. I roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at ESPN Bet. Remember, Najee Harris is done for the season with the Achilles injury. Amarian Hampton's on IR because of a wrenched ankle. So you're going to get the undynamic duo of Kamani Vidal and Hassan Haskins at running back. I think Herbert's going to call his own number as a result and be really an extension of the run game. Why? Well, you look at Miami, they're number 29 in rush EPA defense entering a week. They've allowed the 4th most quarterback rush yards of any team this season. Give it up a 41 per game. Now their pressure rate, not extraordinarily high. They're at 17.1%. But 4 quarterbacks have hit the over on the 25.5 rush yards, which Herbert has done in 3 of 5 games this year. And in fact, if you want to bet on the just standard line, which is at 17.5, he's hit the over on that on 4.5. So he could really break out the step ladder in theory. 4.6 attempts per game on the ground is what he's averaging, along with a 19.3 carry percentage and 30.6 rush yards per game. So just hit your average. And we're cashing in again at significant plus money at a plus 130 on Herbert, 25 or more rush yards there against the Miami Dolphins. Apparently, Lundy has dropped off the radar. So I'm assuming if I ask him, good sir, fade or follow, he is of astute and intelligent mind. He is 10,000% going to be following me on Justin Herbert, my number one play, week 5 of the NFL slate. All right, it's bonus time, bonus time. We'll see if Lundy returns, but we're going to continue to power through here on this edition of the podcast. We apologize for all of the technical snafus. Ghost of the Machine, woo! It must be the Halloween season. There he is, Lundy is back. I'll ask you the question again, Justin Herbert. 25 plus rush yards in his matchup at Miami, plus 130 at ESPN. Lundy, better follow.
I'll follow because of all the injuries that you just talked about with the running back position. Here's what's funny, Brad. Outside the office, in some of the other offices, I can hear people cussing about the fact that the Wi-Fi is not working. I'm serious. I can overhear them down the hall. It's actually pretty funny. So I know you were trying to blame your corn and soybeans. It's right here, man. It's my fault. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. Just want to go ahead and let you know that.
You know what? I blame the weed in Colorado. That's all there is to it. Or maybe the hallucinogenic mushrooms, which I hear are quite dandy. Okay, you can find those regularly in Denver, Colorado. See Jake Plummer.
Jake will take good care of you. All right, we better get through bonus time here, man, before I lose the connection again. All right, let me give you a couple here. First of all, I'm going to start with the baseball playoff tonight. This is a same game parlay that I put together. The juice is basically the same at DraftKings or at Caesars. It's a +130. Give me the Seattle Mariners +1.5. So I just need this to be close. If you put my feet to the fire, I would actually bet on the Mariners. I think they're gonna pull off a surprise and win this game. But I'm gonna take them +1.5, and then I'm going to take the under on Tarik Skubal on his strikeouts. Why? Because it is 9.5.
An elimination game?
Yes. That is a huge number, folks. That is absolutely ridiculous. So I can't do it. So +130, Seattle +1.5, Skubal on the under on his strikeout total at 9.5. I just do not see him hitting double figures on the strikeout total. Over to college football tomorrow. I'll have some more up on the spreadsheet. I'm on the record because I did this on our show last night before Thursday night football here in Denver. I'm on the record as calling the upset. I think CU beats Iowa State tomorrow up in Boulder. And you can get them on the money line at +114. But if you don't like that, here's an SGP for you that comes out. It's baby juice. It's +104, but who cares? CU +7.5 and bring the total down to 45.5 and play the over. And if you do that, you get a baby juice there on the afternoon game up at Folsom Field in Boulder, speaking of weed. And that's not a bad space for me to be able to stop off there. And I'll take that baby seduced by the juice. I'm okay with that. Let's go to back to Jacksonville. Folks, remember, Brenton Strange is now finding himself in a strange place, and that's on the IR. So let's talk about Hunter Long. Long duck dong. Let's talk about Hunter Long. I will take the over on him for 22.5 receiving yards. By the way, if you play that one over at FanDuel, it's at 22.5. DraftKings, it's at 23. So you can bump that down to 22.5. Reason I like that one, Seattle is generous to the tight end position. I told you that Cincinnati is number one in terms of fantasy points allowed to the tight end position. Seattle's number three. They also allow north of 10 points per contest on the fantasy side of things. So without Brenton Strange, give me Hunter Long to be somebody we can look at for Trevor Lawrence to be able to find a little dump off. And I'll play the over on the 22.5. Hey, look at that. I think I primarily made it through bonus time.
You did.
Freezing. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
A fantastic job on that 14-4 dial-up connection you got there at the office in Centennial, Colorado, Lenny. Bravo to you. All right, let's go to the Team Hives parlay play here of NFL. Week number 6. Simple little two-legger. I'm looking at the receptions market on a pair of running backs. Leg numero uno, Rico Arena. Suave or Rico Dowdle. Give me the over on 2.5 receptions. And Isaiah Pacheco, give me the over on just 1.5 grabs. You see the juice there on your screen and a +142 there at BetMGM. A little bit of background on each one of these. Rico Dowdle, he had 3 in week 5 coming off that historic output that he was able to roll up. But a guy that got done clear on the ground, he rushed for over 200 yards. He was also catching balls left and right, caught 3 in that affair. He's averaging right around 15 routes run per game. He's trying out a route on 70% of his snaps play. And again, he's facing the Cowpokes, who are giving up 6.2 receptions per game. 7 running backs have grabbed 3 passes or more against him this season. So revenge game for Rico Dowdle. I think he gets it done through the air on the over 2.5 catches. Now, same with Isaiah Pacheco, the Punisher. I think he's got to flash his mitts against Etoile. He's averaging 15.2 routes per game, running out on a route on 40% of the snaps played, a decent 75% catch rate. He has hit the over in 3 of 5 games, and Detroit's allowed 4 running backs to at least catch a pair of passes, allowing 4.8 receptions per contest. So to recap, the team parlay play, a little simple two-legger, Rico Dowdle, 2.5 on the over receptions. Isaiah Pacheco, over 1.5 receptions, +142. Built there at BetMGM. Elsewhere in bonus time, college football. These are my top two bets that I love. I'm not really going to give you any reasons because we're running out of time. USC. I know they're not ranked, and yes, they're facing a top 15 ranked Michigan team, but they're at home. They're in Los Angeles. I saw this team in live and living color at Memorial Stadium against my Illini last week. They were a little bit snoozy, a little bit sleepy with that early kickoff time, but man, they got some dudes. They got a fantastic quarterback. They got a lot of speed, especially on that front line. I think they knock off Michigan, and they're going to score the cover. So I will lay the 2.5 of the Trojans. Lundy, you want to fight on with me?
No, I don't. Yes, but here's actually my favorite bet in that contest. I found this number. I found this number, I think, courtesy of the guys at Covers. USC's take the over. Take the over, take the over, take the over. I know we talk about Michigan's defense. Here's why. The last 8 home games for USC dating back to last season, they are averaging 70 points on the total.
Wow.
In Los Angeles. And so I know, like, Michigan, the deep, whatever, USC's different at home. You're exactly right. I like them for the cover. And I play the over, because that's all that happens in SoCal when USC is playing at the Coliseum.
Oh, I'll take it a step further. Just take USC on the money line, take the spread out of the equation, take the total down to a number so you could cheat plus money and slam that over on that total, on that alt number. So that's probably the way to play it. Thank you for the suggestion, London, because I'm going to do exactly that. The other action I love in college football, no, it's not on my ILL. I'm not going to remotely bet on. They could get absolutely crushed in there at Champaign in Memorial Stadium tomorrow morning. And really just putting a dagger in the old heart of mine. Hopefully the Cubs won't do that tomorrow night as well. I'm not going to bet on the Cubs either. But I do like the Maryland Terrapins at home catching 6.5. I think it's the Patrick Mahomes doppelganger in Riola, and also the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I think that line's too high. Maryland blew it last week. They were up 20-0 on Washington. They end up losing 24-20. But they still covered the 6.5, and I think they're going to cover yet again. I think they're live dogs in that game as well. Lundy, you got something to add to that?
I just want to add one more college bet before I forget. Dan Lanning, you know this is paining me to say, Brad. Dan Lanning at home at Autzen Stadium for the Ducks is 22-1. Folks, it right now the spread is 7. Bump it down to 6.5 and take the Ducks. Indiana has not shown me jack nor shit when they are on the road. Autzen Stadium, I believe, is one of the greatest home field advantages in all of college football. I have experienced it myself. Remember, folks, I grew up in Corvallis. I think Indiana is hosed against the Ducks this weekend, and I would lay the points because Dan Lanning doesn't lose at home. And if the Ducks do what I think they're going to do, they might win by double figures, but I definitely think they're covering the 7.
Yeah, and that's the game of the week, no doubt about it. A lot of implications, Big Ten title-wise, playoff seeding-wise, between the Hoosiers and the Ducks. And just piggybacking on what you said about that enormous home field advantage, Tank Williams, my old Yahoo colleague, who is now a coach at Stanford, played in the NFL for a number of years, played at Stanford. He told me straight up the most difficult place to play in his college career, bar none, was in Eugene. Going against the Oregon Ducks. So that just rubber stamps what Lundy is selling you there. All right. So there's my college action. I'm going to rifle through a bunch of player props that I like. So if you got to go back and listen at a slower speed, be my guest. I'm not really going to give any reasoning for this. Some of it you can find on my site at thegamingjuice.com. Troy Franklin, in that game across the pond to the Denver Broncos, I bet the over on 36.5 receiving yards. I believe the number now is at 39.5. I still take the over on that. I also like the under on Jalen Warren, 50.5 rush yards. Last I saw, a couple of books had it as low as like 46.5. I probably still play it. I played down like 44.5, and that is it. Playing those Cleveland Browns, who have been outstanding in run coverage, number 2 in rush EPA defense. I also like the CMC football factory. Gonna make you sweat, my baby. No, he won't. Not on the over on 49.5 receiving yards. He has done that in every single matchup this season, and they're going to try to get the ball away from Vita Vea into their best playmaker's hands, and it's going to be in the pass game in the flat or on a simple shallow crosses or slants across the middle of the field. And as well, Courtland Sutton going back across the pond anytime touchdown plus 140. Ashton Jeanty, folks, the mother of all matchups, facing the Tennessee Titans, who are giving 122.6 rush yards per game, number 27 to rush EPA defense. I'll take him in the alt market for 100-plus rush yards at plus 200 there at BetMGM. And two more for you. Rico Dotto, Rico Areda, anytime touchdown. Again, revenge game. It's even money at ESPN Bet against the Cowboys. And last, and maybe certainly least, hopefully will be least, I'm going to live in land down under on Garrett Wilson, 58.5 receiving yards. Again, across the pond, yeah, just go ahead and chew up some of those bangers and mash. Pour yourself a mimosa at the butt crack of dawn and soak in the action across the pond. You're going to get a lot of Patrick Surtain, and he's shutting down everybody, folks, at least the WR1s that he's shadowing. So love the under on Garrett Wilson, 58.5 receiving yards. All right, we powered through our internet connection problems and my terrible Spanish. It is another edition of the Fade Five in the books. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, at your convenience. Also, Fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Go to betalytics.com and use promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE. They get 25% off. They're fantastic tools and projections today for the outstanding and internet challenge. Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Don't let me down the line, although I'm expecting it. And please, Cubs, finish the Brewers.